Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, CRN2, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. As you can already tell, no Brian Alvarez today. He's out picking up the kids from camp. He will be back with me tomorrow on the show. He promises to be here on Friday as well. We'll see about that. But doesn't matter whether the boss man is here or not. There is a whole lot of stuff we got to get into today. We'll start with a story that was posted up to the front page a short time ago by Joseph Currier. And it was during an appearance on Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Shelton Benjamin gave an update on his free agency, the 49-year-old Benjamin, which is amazing to me when you look at him and see him move, 49 years old. He still feels like he's got a lot to offer as a wrestler following his release from WWE in September of 2023. Benjamin said he had a brief conversation with AEW during free agency. That conversation has not resulted in anything yet, but he's still open to it. Benjamin noted that he has not spoken to TNA Wrestling, but knows that MLW has reached out to him. Benjamin said, "I've got tons left in the tank. It's just a matter of whether or not anyone wants to use it. Like I said, I'm always going to be synonymous with WWE, but I'm open to be anywhere. I'm open to being anywhere." He adds that he had a brief conversation with AEW, but as I mentioned, it hasn't gone anywhere yet. Benjamin's release from WWE happened during a round of roster cuts that the company made after Endeavor closed on buying the company. Benjamin told Van Vliet that he would go back to WWE if they made the right offer for him to return. As I mentioned, we got a lot to get into today. We'll look ahead at tonight's AEW Dynamite. Got news on where Stephanie Backer may sign. A fantastic signing by WWE and Joe Tessitore. And of course, the world-famous NXT review. Get it all started when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. We do the show for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Filthy Tom Lawler is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it at wherever you find, download your favorite podcast, like F4WOnline.com podcast. Do you like Downcast? Good. Do you like Apple? Guess what? We don't have to jump through hoops. It's available there as well. It's available wherever you find your favorite podcast, or you can go to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on Facebook and Twitter every single day of the year. It's everything you need to know to get your day started or get you up to date. Or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio, which Brian will be back for tonight, overnight with Dave Meltzer. If you are a video subscriber, you can check that show out live approximately 2:30 in the morning Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be around then. For the rest of you, you can get it in podcast form. Just go to the front page of the site, f4wonline.com. I was going to call on Filthy Tom today. In fact, I did call on Filthy Tom today. Got no response from him whatsoever, which is a rarity. You know, usually he would just say F off or no, I don't want to do the show with you today or something like that. I don't know if things are playing heavy on his mind with Jeff Jarrett going into this Sunday's deal at AIW. But we're going to have to find out. That's available for people who have a Triller subscription. The thing was, with him not getting back to me, I couldn't reach out to Lance to do the show with me, because if I reached out to Lance and then Filthy all of a sudden said I wanted to do the show, then we got a three-man broadcast team, and that's usually not a good thing, okay? It's just not. I'm not saying anything about anybody. It's just not a good idea. Anyway, it's been a lot of talk about where Stephanie Vacker will sign. Will it be WWE? Will it be AEW? And now we looks like we know where that's going to be, as today she has departed both CMLL and New Japan Pro Wrestling. They both have announced that Vacker has departed, and she will also not be appearing at the joint-promoted Fantastica Mania show on Friday in San Jose. She had a match against Juvia that she was supposed to have. It is very likely she's going to be signing with WWE. The Mexican publication Record is reporting that she has, it says, quote, the Chilean wrestler will be a new WWE superstar, thus managing to take a big leap in her career, end quote. That's according to a translation. This is not a fun thing to get into, but I should note it because we did not note it, I don't believe, on this show in the lead up to Forbidden Door. But last March, it was reported that Vacker's former boyfriend, Rogelio Reyes, who was working for AAA under the name of Cuatrero, was accused of strangling Vacker at their home in Cuauhtemoc section of Mexico City. Pictures revealed handprints around her neck. He was jailed on a few charges and ordered to stay away from her, which was easy to do because he has not been out of jail since then. In the days following his arrest, both AAA and CMLL issued declarations of support for Vacker, but there were also people that came out in support of Cuatrero. Forastero was one, his tag team partner. La Hydra was one, but two others that you may have heard of were Rush and Realistico. And the brothers both posted graphics in support of Cuatrero. Rush deleted his when he started getting heat for it from fans online. Realistico said he wasn't taking sides, even though he posted this support for Forastero. So We didn't talk about it on the show, but because of that, there was talk that Rush was not going to be allowed to face MJF, and obviously Hechicero was in that place. The Rush match with MJF took place on Collision or Dynamite, I can't remember which one it was, in that 15-minute start to the show without commercials. I believe it was Collision, but regardless, doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is they wanted to keep those two sides separate, and that's not something that's going to work long term. And at some point, their respective friends and sides would have to be in the same building at the same time with each other. And we already know how that worked out last time for AEW. And because of the charges that are involved in this, things could be much more messy or worse, very nasty. So in my mind, Vacker signing with WWE makes the most sense to me. It absolutely does. They are looking for, you know, between her and Roxanne Perez, you know, you can have a Mexican-American star in on the horizon in Roxanne Perez, with Stephanie Vacker being from Chile. You know, she could, again, provide, as those two move towards the main roster, if Vacker signs with them, you know, provide some opportunity for Spanish-speaking women, you know, to go along with Zelina Vega, who represents Puerto Rico in the LWO. I mean, it opens up some opportunities there for her. She has improved dramatically over the last couple of years, certainly in the last year for sure. She has absolutely upped her game with her wanting to get out there and make her mark. She's done a very good job. Now, there is obviously the issue of Dragon Lee being Rush and Realistico's brother, who's in WWE. First, he's on the main roster. Vacker, there's no way. I don't think she would go right to the main roster. She would go to NXT. That's number one. Number two, he didn't say anything in support or come out and publicly and say anything. So regardless of whether he's there or not, and regardless of what he thinks, I think it's also a much more manageable situation in WWE than it would be in AEW if she were to sign there. So obviously not a fun thing to talk about in relation to the story, but I've seen online some people who believe, you know, if she does sign with WWE, you know, will the charges end up ultimately getting dropped and Cuatrero getting out of jail? We'll have to see. But regardless of all that stuff, as a result of Vacker not working the Fantastica Mania show, Juvia has been added to the match to decide the new CMLL World Women's Championship champion between Willow Nightingale and Viva Van. So there you go. Looks like she's going to be signed by WWE. We'll see if that happens by the time Dave and Brian do a show tonight in a signing of a different kind. The Hollywood trade publication Variety got the exclusive from WWE, and they reported today that Drew McIntyre has signed with the Paradigm Talent Agency for representation in all areas, joining other members of the roster like CM Punk, Tiffany Stratton, and Damian Priest. For those who love the minutiae of these types of stories, McIntyre will continue to be represented by attorney Brad Small at Fox Rothschild. So if you're keeping up with all the notes on Drew McIntyre, with them signing to a Paradigm here or whatever it is, he's still got his lawyer there with him. But the story notes that McIntyre has been trying to break into acting, and he will make his film debut in the Lionsgate movie The Killer's Game, which stars Dave Bautista, as well as Sophia Boutella, Pom Clementieff. I'm doing this just so I can be judged on this by producer Dom during the break, and Ben Kingsley, which is the only name there other than Dave Bautista's that I have heard of. It is directed by J.J. Perry and will open up on September 13th. So McIntyre out there trying to expand his horizons. I don't think anybody has done that better since Dave Bautista, at least as far as when it comes to the acclaim that he has gotten. Obviously, Rock is the biggest arguable movie star in the world right now, but I don't think he's had as much critical acclaim as Dave Bautista has in some of his roles. I wonder if that bothers The Rock. I bet you it does bother The Rock. It seems like a lot of things would bother The Rock, even though The Rock would never put that front out there. Have you seen the meme with him explaining things that's always attached to a lie? Yeah, I like that one. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Semper Vivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I know somebody made fun of me out there for not saying paradigm correctly. I don't know what it is about that word that just, it gets me every time I look at it, and I screw up every time that I go ahead and try to say it, but it's all right. If you just say enough words, you know, at some point people will just forget about it. And somebody who is good at saying a lot of words, Tony Khan. And this was posted up to the front page of the website as I've been doing the show. Tony Khan has commented on the mystery wrestler teased last week on AEW Collision. A vignette aired on Saturday's show teasing the debut of a masked wrestler. The words holo.grm and loading soon flashed on the screen during the 13-second video. Khan was asked about the vignette during an appearance on the Battleground podcast recently. The AEW president responded that the vignette is not necessarily teasing a big free agent signing such as Ricochet. It's somebody I'm excited for, but it's not necessarily teasing the biggest free agent signing or anything like that, but it's a wrestler who we're really excited about, Khan said. And it's cool to use vignettes to get people excited about introducing somebody to AEW. End quote. It's probably for Ricochet, 35-year-old, real name Trevor Mann, reported by Dave Meltzer last week as being on his way to AEW, which makes sense, honestly. It does. Not only can he go to AEW and do lots of things with people like Will Ospreay, who he's worked with in the past, he gets to do a lot more and have a lot more freedom in how he puts matches together, and he'll absolutely like that, so he's there for bangers. We'll see how much he fits into any title picture or anything like that, but there are people who I'm sure are already counting down to Ricochet against Pac, Ricochet and Ospreay, of course, Ricochet in there against maybe somebody like a Swerve Strickland, who you haven't seen him in there before, so we'll see how things go. He's a former WWE speed champion, and I'm not going to give you any reports on the speed tournament because I don't know what is a spoiler and what is not, but the fact that Angelo Dawkins and Baron Corbin are in this tournament seems to run against what I thought speed was about, with the Ilya Dragunovs and the Andrades and the Ricochets of the world. But then again, I guess it's just about getting a win in 5 minutes. It's not about how fast you can move. It's just about getting the victory. So there you go. Dynamite is tonight on TBS from the Scotiabank Arena, or the Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland will appear on the show. Will Ospreay is also going to be there and cutting a promo. Mercedes Moné will appear and hold a double championship victory toast. Sure, Britt Baker is going to get involved there, but, I mean, look who's been toasting here recently. It's been a lot of Mariah May and Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa, so I don't know if that's gimmick infringement or not. I don't think they'll be involved here, but you never know. Mariah May has bigger fish to fry tonight, though, as she is in the finals of the Owen Hart Foundation Women's Tournament against Willow Nightingale. I expect her to win that match. The men's side, I don't know. Especially now that you've added Jeff Jarrett as the special guest enforcer. The Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament final is Bryan Danielson against Hangman Adam Page. Makes all the sense in the world for Hangman Adam Page to win, go on, face Swerve Strickland in a very heated encounter. and then you could do at the pay-per-view, All In, that is, in London, Ospreay and Bryan Danielson still. You could do Ospreay and a lot of people. It's going to be a big match. He's going to get a big reaction. Doesn't have to be in the title match. He can get that the next week or 2 weeks after in Chicago for that show. So we'll see in what direction that they decide to take here. I'm taking Paige for now. But again, Danielson getting the victory going on and having a big world title match at Wembley and losing, you know, putting over Swerve even bigger, you know, you could make a case for that too. Danielson's one last run for a title. We talked about it yesterday. Both Brian and I would love for him to be more involved and be able to sink his teeth into a more important storyline that's actually got some gravity to it and actually means something. And him going for his last title run, I mean, you could absolutely do that. So we'll see what direction they decide to go. We'll see, you know, in a tournament that was, you know, should not have any interference in it. And that's the thing, too, with Nightingale and Mariah May is Willow Nightingale clearly defeated and cleanly defeated Chris Statlander last week. Could Chris Statlander cause some havoc in this match leading to Mariah May? Not on Mariah May's behalf, just to go against Willow Nightingale, and Mariah May ends up becoming the beneficiary of whatever those actions are. I could see something like that happening in that match with Danielson and Paige. Again, there's a lot of moving parts there. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, but it's interesting to me. A match between Samoa Joe and Chris Jericho is also interesting to me. And for as tiring as Chris Jericho, in my opinion, frankly, can be, a match with Samoa Joe is still a match with Samoa Joe. And I'm looking forward to this. Gimmicks are involved because it is a Stampede street fight, non-title match. It is not for the FTW title, even though it should be if you're going to have a street fight. But then again, this is for the world and not F the world. This is not ECW. This is Chris Jericho's learning tree of AEW. So we'll see what happens there. I'm sure everybody and their mother is going to be involved. And the Global Glory four-way. Claudio Castagnoli against Tomohiro Ishii against Pac against Kyle Fletcher. As we said yesterday, there's the banger portion of the proceedings there in that match. Saturday's AEW Collision on TNT will also be taped tonight. Konosuke Takeshita is already announced to face off against Tommy Billington, so the 23-year-old nephew of the Dynamite Kid getting another opportunity in AEW. He had a match, and a good one too, last May against Dax Harwood during a Collision episode from Vancouver. Looked very good there. A little while ago, ROH also officially announced that they've added Atlantis Jr. against Serpentico to the show coming up here this weekend. That was one of the matches that was taped last week for ROH. Also on that show, Women's TV Champion Billy Starks will face Mackenzie Morgan in a Proving Ground match. Sky Blue against Lainey Luck. Taya Valkyrie against Marina Shafir against Robin Renegade in the three-way, and a couple other matches on there as well. Joe Tessitore, I wanted to get to this before we got to the NXT coverage because I love this move. Joe Tessitore has been hired as the new play-by-play announcer for Friday Night SmackDown. The 59-year-old Tessitore will remain in his position at ABC and ESPN calling college football and doing the top-ranked boxing series. This is a great hire by Tessitore's old co-worker at ESPN, Lee Fitting. Sports Illustrated's Richard Deitch, who is still somebody that has an opinion in sports media that I actually will listen to. He has twice named Tessitore as a finalist for the Sports Media Personality of the Year. The guy is good. And some people have said he's too dramatic or too over-the-top calling college football, but not as over-the-top as a Gus Johnson, but like a Gus Johnson or whoever, he is the kind of announcer who can sell things big. And considering he's going to be on WWE, it is a perfect deal. So I like that move because what it also does is, because he's got commitments elsewhere, because Pat McAfee does a zillion things, if one of those guys is off the other broadcast for whatever reason, you can move Wade Barrett or Corey Graves over to Raw and have Tessitore and Wade and Corey, or however you want to spin it around. If Tessitore is not there for whatever reason, you can move somebody over to SmackDown or just leave it the way it is because Corey Graves has been really good. I don't care. I know Brian hated Corey Graves for a long time, and the issue was never Corey Graves. It was the image that they wanted him to portray. It was feeding things into his ear, and he did a great job carrying out what Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn wanted him to do. But you could also see where this guy could be really good, and I think he has been fantastic, and I think he's been great doing play-by-play. But back to Tessitore, for all of the football that he has called, where he stands out to me has been the niche programming stuff, like pro wrestling, and he's got a big passion for this stuff. Boxing, horse racing, when they brought back Battle of the Network Stars, he hosted that. I believe he was the executive producer. He certainly hosted the New Year's Eve Red Bull shows that ESPN would put on. He's produced documentaries, including 30 for 30s, including the one on Auburn, Alabama that I loved. He was the voice, and I don't know if the Fight Night games are still going or not, but the boxing games, for years, he was the voice of those games and grew up, I believe it was Schenectady, New York, grew up in WWF territory, obviously 59 years old, kind of comes from that older era, probably grew up with Bruno, being Italian-American. Bruno was probably a big fan, so he's got a passion for those niche things and those things that we like as wrestling fans. And with his enthusiasm, I can't believe that this won't be a match made in heaven, but we'll have to see. It's time for the world-famous NXT review and the burial of Javon Evans when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez will be back with me on the show tomorrow. During the break, producer Dom putting me on game about Joe Tessitore's work alongside Rob Riggle on the show Holy Moly. Now, producer Dom, can you jump in here momentarily? Was this on the full ABC Experience Network?
Yes, this was full on Channel 7. You don't actually need cable, ABC, that one.
And you're telling me, for all of the praise and the hype that I gave Joe Tessitore, and as excited as I am for him to be a member of the Friday Night SmackDown broadcasting team, you're telling me if I watched Holy Moly, I would be even more excited about the fact he is going to be there?
100%. Think about it this way, Mike. It's sports entertainment, right? Holy Moly was basically sports entertainment. And if you can play off Rob Riggle, if you can work with Rob Riggle in a 50% serious, 50% joking broadcast booth, and you can make fun of people while still calling what you're seeing, I think there's nothing that can get thrown his way that he can't handle. Are you going to tell me if Corey Graves makes some kind of snarky comment at Joe Tessitore? You're going to tell me he hasn't heard something worse in still, albeit a still joking manner from Rob Riggle? No, he's going to take that comment, he's going to roll it off his shoulders, and he's going to fire away because he's a pro.
What was the plot of that show, the basis of the activity that was going on?
Okay, so it was basically, are you familiar, hey, it's WWE connection here, are you familiar with Wipeout?
Yes.
Okay, it was Wipeout, but also with mini golf attached to it. So it was mini golf, but all of the holes had some kind of doom element or athletic challenge that you had to accomplish. So it was, imagine mini golf on steroids mixed with Wipeout. It was quite entertaining, honestly.
So basically, they stole what we would do for senior week when we came down as seniors after high school to Ocean City, Maryland, and just wreck shop on each hole at the mini golf place. That's basically what they did. They just decided to film it and have waivers be signed.
On a grander scale, too. We're talking like you have to run in between the windmills instead of just putting through it and then walking around. No, these are giant windmills that will knock you into cold water.
Thank you, producer Dom.
Anytime. By the way, while I'm here, CM Punk ice cream box still on eBay.
Thank you. We are going to have to do an update on that at some point here. Oh, back to NXT. The show opened up with Ethan Page, the new NXT champion, coming down to the ring to cut a promo. Eric Bischoff had 83 weeks. Ethan Page has six. He repeats it over and over again. Took him only 6 weeks to take over the entire show due to his determination, adaptability, and ego. He says he's got security at ringside because the entire locker room is jealous and hates him, and he expects someone to try to attack him, which Oro Mensah does, who comes from the hard camera side. Security cuts him off. Before he can get into the ring, Page then thanks Ava for banning Oro from Heatwave, and he continues to brag on himself. He promises that the Whoop That era is over and that the era of ego is here. Trick had enough. He came out, said he's not making excuses, just wants his rematch, and he wants it tonight. They banter back and forth before Page, of course, says no to the match. That brought out Sean Spears. Spears tells Paige that, you know, he owes him a thank you for pulling Trick out of the ring on Sunday. Paige says he would have won anyway. Spears told Trick he needs to go to the back of the line. That brought out Javon Evans, who reminded Spears and Paige that he had them both knocked out at one point and could have won the title. Soon enough, everybody started to fight, with Trick and Javon sending the heels packing. At this point in the show, Brian Alvarez's mood meter was pretty good. Carmen Petrovic against Ariana Grace. Ariana Grace is one of my favorite women's wrestlers in NXT. I don't care. She is. Thea Hale is. Adriana Rizzo. All of the cartoon characters. I love it. JC Jane and Jasmine Nix came out right away to watch the match from the entranceway. Went under 3 minutes and was actually kind of solid. Carmen hit her spinning kick to the back of Grace's head and got the pin after the match. Fallon Henley ran out from the crowd and attacked Carmen, just killed her. As Fallon stormed to the back, she passed JC and Jasmine and told them she was sick of these rookies, so we've got ourselves a storyline. The match of Fallon Henley and Kiani Jordan to come out of that is probably going to be pretty good. Fallon Henley looks fantastic. She is main roster ready right now whenever they decide to pull that trigger. Brooks Jensen met with Ava in our first Saved by the Bell, the College Years segment. Jensen apologized for his actions, said several times that he owns what he did. He wishes he could take it back. Everything that he did and said over the last couple of months, but he couldn't. Don't apologize for the Ole Anderson shirt. All right? Shouldn't have did that. Ava says he needs to keep pushing through all of his lows. Ava told him that she and Shawn Michaels were getting all ready to cut him from his position, but all of these people came up and they vouched for him, so he's going to get a second chance. Brooks told her that he's got a new support system around him now, and she wouldn't regret the decision. Ava told him he's a WWE superstar 24/7 and needs to carry himself that way. He agreed. The camera cut to them shaking hands, and that was that. Heritage Cup match. Tony D'Angelo defended against Alexis King. The shape-up on King's beard is outrageous. And I know he hasn't done much since he initially came into NXT, but Brian Pillman Jr. as Alexis King is much more like Brian Pillman than he was before. Eddie Thorpe was on his Serratos up in the bird's nest to play music between rounds, which pissed off King. Booker was offended that no one was in King's corner, really offended. And Dom, could you play that clip? Because it was so much that even Brian had to point out how extra Booker was during this entire match.
I mean, come on, this is all wrong. Let's get serious. This is all wrong. I mean, Alexis King, he doesn't have a water boy. He doesn't have a towel guy or anything in his corner. I mean, what the hell is going on? Don't the NXT officials know about this? Give me something, dog.
What do you want me to give you?
I mean, give me somebody in Alexis King's corner. We talking about
nobody likes the guy, Booker.
We talking about the star of all time.
Nobody likes the guy.
We talking about the guy that's putting ratings on NXT right now. What are you talking about, man? This is a star, man.
Did you ever think that maybe he didn't want one, Booker?
Long story short, the match was 1-1 going into the fourth round. That's where all the action was. Two went back and forth with D'Angelo getting the clean win with the spine buster. Then we reached the point in the show where Brian Alvarez became enraged. They cut backstage where the Virgin was destroying Javon Evans. Josh Briggs ran up and helped the referees pull him away. Briggs said he stuck out his neck for the Virgin, and Jensen said he was just trying to make an impact, and Briggs shoved him away. Back from break, Thea was all fired up for her match against Izzy Dame later on, and Ridge came in all fired up himself, said that he got Thea the match with Izzy tonight, so Thea could be on a path to win the WWE Women's Championship or the NXT Women's Championship from Roxanne Perez. Ridge then told Duke that he also got him a title match, which Duke was happy about at first because he thought it was against Ethan Page, but it was actually against Ova Femi next week, and everybody was sad, except for Thea Hale. Gallus against Tyson DuPont and Tyreek Egwe. They jump-started it with Tyson and Tyreek attacking Gallus in the entranceway. It was at this point that Brian Alvarez went from rage into blind fury as Vic Joseph made the announcement that Javon Evans would be out of the main event tonight. Brian will say, it's fine. He knew it was going to happen. No big deal. And then he'll get angry about it. First, Gallus is important to have on the NXT roster. I don't care what anybody says. They're great. They're perfect for what they need to do. Second, it's like Haas Central down at NXT. So much potential with guys like Obafemi and Tyson and Tariq and OTM and all that. Tyson looks like he's wearing Timberlands, and he was doing standing drop kicks over almost over the heads of Wolfgang and Mark Coffey, who are both over 6 feet tall. I mean, just incredible athleticism. Joe Coffey interfered, which led to Gallus hitting their finisher and Wolfgang getting the pin on Tariq. Then we heard from Trick Williams, who said the Virgin did Javon dirty, and he was going to take on Spears and Page 2-on-1, but thought better of it and went to go look for a tag team partner. No subtlety here. All of a sudden, as he was walking away, Joe Hendry's face popped up on the monitor behind them. Wes Lee came out in his feelings bag, said he's had a rough couple of days, thought he could beat Oba, but couldn't. So when he woke up from back surgery, he knew his goal was to defeat Obafemi and take back his North American title, but since it didn't go that way, he was thinking about stepping away. He teased a retirement speech as the fans chanted, "Please don't go," but then the lights went out, the Rascals' TNA music played, and out became Trey Miguel and Zach Wentz. Big TNA chant. Somebody said online, TNA is more over in Full Sail than they are in TNA, and that's kind of the case. They said nobody wanted to see Wes Lee go, and Wentz said, "Let's get MSK back together," and everyone hugged, and that's exactly what they did. Ethan Page and Sean Spears were then in the back laughing about Trick having no friends. Spears said that he would see him out there later because he had a young soul to save. Gee, I wonder who that is. Thea Hale against Izzy Dame. Roxanne Perez should be on the main roster. Fallon Henry should be on the main roster. Thea Hale could also be on the main roster. Long story short, in this match, Tatum Paxley came through the crowd wearing a red sweater, so Izzy went out to ringside to beat her up, but ran herself right into the ring post, which was completely out of Looney Tunes. When she got back in, Thea ran wild, submitted Hale, or Hale submitted her with the Kimura in about 3 minutes as Chase U celebrated. Then Obafemi came out in the catbird seat, and Duke said that Duke challenging him was a big mistake. Duke shouldn't underestimate him. Obafemi, this is just the whole thing going too fast here. Obafemi showed up in the catbird seat and said Duke challenging him was a big mistake. Duke said that he should not underestimate him and then cut a fired up promo saying he'll give Chase U a Chase U sized ass kicking. Boy, I butchered that. Anyway, Gallus ran into MSK. They exchanged words. So a 6-man tag next week it is. Back from the break, Ava was screaming at Brooks Jensen, said if Evans is okay next week, it will be Javon against Jensen. Briggs came in and said that since he vouched for Jensen, that he'll be in his corner next week. The Virgin then said he needs to do this himself and walked away. Briggs then asked for a match against Spears because he injured him, and Ava said no. Lucian Price and Bronco Nima defeated Gallows and Anderson. OTM looked really, really good here. It also helps that they were with the Good Brothers. Match went 5 minutes, all action. Gallows kept trying to tear off the broken nose guard of Nima. Finish came when Meechin came through the crowd and brawled with Jada Parker at ringside, which allowed Nima to hit a knee to the back of Carl Anderson, and then they hit their double team on and Price got the pin. Sol Ruka and Fallon Henley were up next. JC Jane and Jasmine Nix ran out to cause the disqualification after Sol hit the Soul Snatcher. Before this segment, I should have mentioned the No Quarter Catch crew was throwing somebody into the trunk of a car. It was a metaphor for Damon Kemp's NXT career. Charlie Dempsey said that any mistakes would not be tolerated. Ren Sinclair saw them, freaked out, and said she didn't see anything and ran away. So they couldn't have Tony D's job crew do the job because we already had a situation where, you know, somebody didn't pay up and it was a big mess. And that's ultimately how Tony D ended up with the Heritage Cup in the first place. Coming to the NXT roster via Stevie Turner, Cedric Alexander, and via Robert Stone, it looks like Ashante the Adonis will make his way onto the show as Stevie and Robert Stone continue to tangle back and forth as they try to get all of Ava's love and their position as whatever they are, assistant GMs or whatever it is. And then there was time for the main event, Ethan Page and Sean Spears against Trick Williams and his mystery partner, which of course ended up being Joe Hendry. We'll let you know what happened with that match when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Matt Strom absolutely steals, smokes cigarettes. He does. I don't. This is a conversation that producer Dom and I were having during the break, but he looks like that kind of guy. The Phillies reliever, doesn't matter, though. That's got nothing to do with the main event of last night's NXT show, which was NXT champion Ethan Page teaming up with Sean Spears to face off against Trick Williams and, surprise, surprise, Joe Hendry. And we all believe in Joe Hendry. Everybody in that building believes in Joe Hendry. And here's the thing. Most people watching NXT have absolutely no idea who the hell Joe Hendry was. And if you did not see the Battle Royal or you were fast-forwarding or whatever, like, you really could have missed the dude. But he looks like a big deal. And it's a different level. But it's the same thing when Will Ospreay showed up in AEW. And it's like, I'm sure if there are people listening, goes, everybody watching AEW knows who Will Ospreay is. Not necessarily everybody watching at home, but when he showed up and the reaction that he got, and it was like, this guy must be somebody. And then he was actually great on the mic, cut that great promo with Renee the first time around, and that really established him as somebody, and he has gone on and continued it ever since. And I think for a lot of people watching NXT, just seeing Joe Hendry, they'd swear that Joe Hendry has been a big, big deal. And if you listen to Joe Hendry, especially online, he has been a big deal. Who else has tried to get their song number one on the top of the pops chart for the BBC? But in any event, Laura Mensa came out again, chased Ethan Page up into the stands, and then it was all Joe Hendry. Hit a DDT and SOS slam, Spears rolled to the outside, Trick hit him with the trick knee, threw him back in, Joe hit him with the choke slam, and celebrated, Trick backed off, and the celebration end of the show was all Joe Hendry. So no Brian Alvarez. Javon Evans is not in the main event picture right at this second, but Joe Hendry is. I want to thank producer Dom. I want to thank producer Jared and all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.